All right, Gary, let's not talk about the footy. Let's talk about some golf. What's your mate Phil and his caddy up to? Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Well, how about this? After 25 years, Phil Mickelson and Jim McKay, who we all know as Bones, have parted ways. We probably never thought this was going to happen, but, 2 weeks ago at the FedEx was probably their, well, it was. It was their last outing together. As I explained last week, Mickelson was supposed to go to the US Open, but stayed for his daughter's graduation, but still sent his caddy Bones to the tournament to do all his work, and then gave him the bad news that after 42 wins and 41 with Bones in the bag, you're done. So he's gone.
Gone. Who's the new bloke? You.
Well, they don't. No.
Hey, that would be good.
Wouldn't that be? There'd be handbags at 20 bucks. He's going with his brother for the rest of the year. His brother's now gone from being a college coach to a manager on tour. He actually manages John Ram. So it wouldn't surprise me at some times that Bones might be on John Ram's bag. But anyway, we'll wait and see that one. But, his brother will caddy for the rest of the year. But, let's face it, he's going to be 47 years of age now. He probably is winding down somewhat. That era of Tiger and Phil is obviously coming to an end. And, it was a great era. 20-odd years of carrying the tour, 25 years of carrying the tour, it has to come to an end. But this is that's a long time to have a caddy, because I tell you what a stressful job. I could not do it. I tried it once for Anthony Painter. He sacked me after 9 holes because I wasn't that good.
Yeah, well, you've had some pretty ordinary ones yourself. Now, PGA drug testing.
Yeah, about time. This is how you do it, fellas. Is drug testing. They've just had the urine testing for since 2008. Now they're bringing blood. You've got blood tests at least twice a year, and it's mainly to hit those drugs like HGH and party drugs and all that type of stuff. And they're coming down pretty heavy on the recreational drugs. So it's a good thing that they made a stance. The younger players for today, and when they take a couple of weeks off, who knows what they do. But if they get caught, they're out. So, the tour, which is great, they're actually going to publicise it, where in the past they haven't let anyone know. And there has been players in the past that on the inside we've known who the players are that have been outed. But they're going to let it be known to the public, which is great.
Really interesting, because we know that sports in Australia don't do that.
Yeah, well, they should.
Well, there's arguments both ways for that.
No, they shouldn't. You just shouldn't take them in to start with and you'd be fine.
We know that, but there are arguments both ways.
Travellers Championship?
Yeah, this is an interesting week this week. They're all up for grabs, but the tour, once again, I think they're on the right course for this new commissioner. You've got to play a tournament. One of the big names have got to play tournaments that haven't played every 4 years. So you'll see McIlroy and Spieth there this week who haven't played this tournament before, which is really, really good. We've got 10 Aussies in there. You'll see a couple of names that you don't see quite often in tour events. There's obviously Ryan Ruffles has got another invite. Yeah. And Brett Coletta, which is great. He's got a few invites over there, and what a fine young player this is. He is, I should say. Patrick Reed's my pick this week, and before everyone goes off, that my second pick in the roughie is Brendan Steele. I'd be just backing him top 10 on the TAB website, because he always runs top 10 here. He's paying $5 to run top 10. That's too good. That's like stealing money, I think.
Well, there you go. We like that, stealing money with $5. Brendan Steele. $26 chance you're roughie, and your best Aussie is Mark Leishman. Sorry, mate, the news has beaten us, Gowie. Wipe the blue tears away, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
There he goes. Paul Gow, always the professional.